Om Shanti, good morning. So it's really wonderful when we think of our fortune, what the world goes through, and we have always this opportunity to have a taste of paradise now when we come to Madhuban. How many of you, it's your first time to Madhuban? Okay, great. So, you felt you were in heaven for a few days? Absolutely, great. So it's very important how we capture these memories of Madhuban, because Baba gives us this wonderful gift where we can come into this very, very sacred space and be completely nurtured. We're safe from the outside world and we like almost kept in His careful hands, surrounded by such pure vibrations and being sustained so powerfully. So before we go back into the world again, it's good to take a few minutes to just reflect for ourselves, what has this experience been? Because when I capture it for myself, then I found that over the many years when I go back, by remembering the experiences of Madhuban, it sustains one, you know. It helps you to remember that there's another way of being and there's another way of seeing things. And so our capturing our experience of Madhuban is very, very important in that way. Just a little introduction of myself, and that's that I came to Baba when I was pretty young. I was 15 years old. And I think when my first trip to Madhuban was when I was 17. And one of the things that I had done during my stay in Madhuban, and it's something I do now, so it's almost 30 years that I've been coming to Madhuban, but I still do that, is that I always wrote down my experiences or my reflections or my realizations that I receive in Madhuban. I always kept a special notebook and wrote it down. And I found that that was a very important practice. So even today is your last day, I'm going to suggest you take some time out and go to Baba's room and sit for a while or in the garden somewhere and just recollect your Madhuban experience and write it down. Write down what you felt, write down insights, because when we hear, the intellect's a lot clearer. And there are specific insights that you have received from Baba. It's like Baba's direct guidance for you and Baba's sort of protection for you as well. So sit down quietly and write it down in as much detail as you can, because this is going to help you in the rest of your year. I think what Madhuban provides us with is a very clear, consistent timetable. And to really carry this experience of Madhuban with you, you know, carry the routine of Madhuban back with you and stick to it. Because that's where, you know, it's just that routine that gives you power. So the Amrit Vela, the Murli, the evening yoga, the traffic controls, all of these things which are just part of the Madhuban timetable, there's a lot of power in that, the way Baba's created that. And so really just going back Don't allow yourself to become slack in those. Because those are your milestones, you know, those are your protection, those are your stepping stones that will help you as you get back, very importantly. And so just that determination and, you know, look at it not so much as a discipline. Because sometimes when we look at things as discipline, we sort of rebel a bit inside. But look at it more as your protection. More and more that I'm finding that the drama is becoming very intense. You found that? When you're back in your places. You know, Baba described it very beautifully in the last Avyak Murali when he said, you know, the four fires that he talked about, the fire of destruction, fire of the climate, the fire of the vices, the fire of attachments, the fire of regret and repentance. So we can see that not just for ourselves, but we can see that happening around as souls are settling their karma. And that is going to intensify. It's not going to get any easier. And so as we are like Baba's placed each one of us like a lighthouse in the different places. And so if we're going to remain as that lighthouse to be able to continue providing that sense of hope, but also how do we keep that light inside of us burning? That's why some of these practices are very, very important. And one of the key things that I really like working with, and you know, the gift of Madhubani as well, is that when we yearn, you know, we have a very tangible, powerful experience. It leaves a deep impression in our consciousness. But you know that expression where you take your awareness to, where you take your mind to, that's where you are. And so one of the nice practices that I like doing when I go back is that even though I'm sitting in my center, wherever I am, I bring back into my mind sitting in Baba's room. Or I bring into my mind back that image of being in front of the tower or the history hall, or just being in the classroom, how many hall or year. It's like when we bring that awareness of the spaces, the sacred spaces of Madhuban that has sustained us, by creating that awareness, it's like our consciousness comes here. So mentally, emotionally, we come back to Madhuban. Physically, the body is there. But what is real for us is where we take our minds, isn't it? So if we bring our minds back to Madhuban again and again, when we go back, then we hear. And what Baba has created for us here, we are able to absorb that experience again. So sometimes when you're back home in your Amrit Vela, you know, bring yourself back in Madhuban during your Amrit Vela. You know, see yourself sitting in Baba's room or, you know, taking Prishti from whoever's conducting or whatever, just the space. Bring your consciousness back here. And that then begins to really reignite that deeper experience that you've had and allows you to refuel yourself in that way. So just recognizing that the space that Baba has provided for us is a very sacred space, and that it doesn't end when we leave. It continues. Why? Because we can bring our awareness back again and again to the sacred space of Madhuban. I want to just ask you before I continue, just to note down in your diaries, I want you to think of your stay from the time you came up until today. And I want you to just think of one experience that you had that was very moving for you, that touched you deeply. It could have been an experience in yoga. It could have been an experience while receiving Toli. It could have been an experience within the family gathering. But just for a moment, just sit back and I want you to think about one experience that really moved you and touched you. And for a few minutes, just write that one experience down in your notebook. Capture it for yourself. More so, what you felt. How you saw yourself and how you experienced Baba and the family in that moment. Capture that down for yourself. I want you to just think about it's one deep realization you had. You've heard many classes, many Muralis, we've had Baba's Avyakt meeting. One thing that really, like a light bulb went in your head. Aha, that's it. Deep realization. One deep thing that touched you. Something that really gave you a new insight to yourself. A point of knowledge that really left a deep impression. Person next to you, share your realization with them. Just share with someone. Sister, maybe you could come in the front with the brother here, because I think they speak Russian here. Share what you took from other one. Share your realization. To the person next to you. Share with someone next to you. One point that touched you. Come. Share between you. Maybe the two of you could share. The two of you, yeah. We're just sharing one point that stood out for us in Madhuban this time. Something that touched our hearts deeply. One point, just sharing with each other. Okay, I'm going to give you all a minute to round off and then we can continue. Okay. So anybody wants to share what was your realization this time in Madhuban? One point that stood out for you? Yeah, that was a beautiful point. The Baba said, your heart is my throne. So don't let anything negative sit on there. No ways to sit on there. And it was something that touched me as well when Baba spoke it the other night. Because in a way, how often we allow ourselves to get affected by what anyone says or comments or whatever the case may be. And just remembering that this heart is for God to sit on. And so, you know, to keep it so sacred and pure. Don't let anything that's not pure sit in it, yeah. That's a very beautiful point and a very beautiful image to always hold in the mind, yeah. So keep that going every day, you know. And what happens is your realization that you got here, it becomes one of the things you keep a chart on. So it's not just a nice point, but now when you go back, you keep a chart. To what extent have I kept this point alive? And keep checking yourself against that point so that that realization doesn't sit just as a realization, but it becomes something that you keep working on and refining on and keep measuring your progress on. Yeah. Okay. Brother wanted to share something? Right, more light and energized, right. Yeah. Anyone else wants to share a point here? Yeah? Right, right. So don't walk or run or jump, but fly, yeah. And if you fly, you stay above everything, you know. And so that's a very lovely point as well, that when you go back, just remember, I'm not a walking angel, but I'm a flying angel, you know. So, you know, drama is always drama. Drama will happen, many things will happen. But just keep your awareness to stay above. See it from the top. And one yukti that Baba once shared, which was really lovely, is that sit with Baba and look at the drama. So I'm not looking at it by myself. I'm with Baba as I'm looking at the drama. See the drama as Baba would see it. So that's very nice. Keep that elevated stage. So every day now your chart is going to be, you know, did I look at the drama from above, flying, or did I start walking and running and crawling in the drama, you know? So keep that. That's a nice way of keeping a chart here. Yeah. Someone else had their hands up? That's it. Right. So I think Charlie Bai shared that lovely yesterday, that one of our most important virtues to really inculcate at this time now is detachment, you know, and understanding what detachment is very important. Because detachment doesn't mean not holding the responsibility for what needs to happen, but it means remaining uninfluenced. So just be the observer and appreciate each soul playing their part as they think best it is to play their part. So again, to check your chart. And the chart to check then is to say, okay, how much of my day was taken up by thinking about other people? And how much of my day did I stay in remembrance? You know? So that's how you translate this point of knowledge, this realization, into something that's a practice then back for you. So checking the self, how much of my time is into the drama, how much of my time is with Papa. And so that aspect of really knowing that how we need to be present, but not get absorbed. So if we learn to observe, then we don't absorb. So it's another checking point for the self in that regard. Yeah. Anyone else wants to share before I move on? From this side, anyone? Even if in a different language? Okay. You can sit, brother, it's okay. Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, that's it. A good slogan. Give blessings and take blessings. Yeah. So many lovely points that has emerged for each one of us. And so take your realization that you've received from Madhuban and see how you can translate your realization into a checking point for yourself. So it becomes a new way of keeping the chart for yourself. Every day see to what extent this realization that I got in Madhuban, I'm keeping it alive, that I'm working on it every day. Because what happens to us, you know, we have nice experiences, nice realizations, and then as the days go by, we forget, right? And when we forget, then the old sanskaras take over. So take two or three things from your Madhuban experience and make them, underline them, and make them your checking points as you go back. And there's this little secret that they say, you know, Baba said for 15 days. Why Baba said for 15 days? Sometimes they say 22 days, sometimes they say 15 days. But it's like if you do one thing with determination and consistently for the next 15 days or the next 21 days or whatever, then it becomes your sanskara. It becomes automatic inside of yourself. And so then there's no effort required. Because I think one of the things is Madhuban is a gift for us that it takes the labor away from effort. You felt you could make efforts easier, yeah? You felt you could remember Baba more easily, yeah? You know? And so it's the environment that's helping us to make easy efforts. But how we need to now take the power and the benefit of this and continue with it. So, two or three things that you felt were very important for you personally, and then just do it consistently for the next 15 days when you go back, diligently. And you know, one thing is to practice, and then in the evening is to check your practice, to see how firm you've made it for yourself. And so then it becomes like a natural sanskara for you. It becomes a natural way of responding. But a couple of things that I think are so basic and are so important. And really at the end of the day, one of the key things that we have to do is really to establish and deepen the practice of soul consciousness. And when we yearn, it's very easy because constantly we're exchanging drishti, we're all in the same mode, you know, in the same environment, so it's easy to have that kind of feeling towards each other as souls, as brother souls. But that feeling of just appreciating and seeing each one as souls is one of the most important practices when we go back. And I find that where that practice is most important is with the people you're most familiar with. So when you go back home, that's when you need to check. Don't say this one's my mother or this one's my wife or this one's my daughter or this one's my son or any of that. Or this one's my boss or this one's my whatever. It's like really at that level is where we really need to bring in that deep practice of soul consciousness. You know? So the more that I bring that attention of soul consciousness, then what it does for the self is that that attention to my drishti changes my attitude. Because a lot of the times why we lose the sense of sacredness in our relationships is because expectations come up. And expectations come up because we forget each one is a soul playing their part. So that one practice, you know, really of having had this experience here of drishti, take it back and very consciously, everyone that you see, and especially those that you live with or work with closely, just really bring that attention. This is a soul, Baba's child, playing their part. This is a soul, my soul brother. Because as I make that drishti firm, then it keeps the intellect safe. So that's one important, simple practice that you take back with you. The other thing that I find very important, when we go back, there's many, many influences. And, you know, one of the most powerful things about being in Madhuban is that every day you fed with Brahma Bhojan, right? And there's power in that. It's not just the physical food, but of course it's the spiritual food as well, the murli. And when we go back, how do we carry the energy of Madhuban with us? It's really by making the murli that very powerful foundation for myself every day. And I think one of the aspects here is really that each day, you know, just the way our day begins here with Amrit Vela and Murli, make that firm. You know, don't become callous in that, but make that firm. And each day, you know, see what is God's personal advice for me today. You know, the murli becomes real for us when we personalize it. It's not just a teaching, but it is God's direct advice for me. And so when I begin to look at it in that way, and I think you all had many different classes this time on how to churn the murli in creative ways. So use those methods that you picked up this time. And each day, you know, really take an element of the murli and see, what is Baba's direct advice for me today? So it's not just inspiration, but it's something that I feel is my guidance for my day, my support for my day. So work with the murli on a very deep level, because the more you work with it, the more you make it your center, the more it will keep this feeling of what you've received here, it will keep it alive for you. And I think another element that I like to bring through, it was the other days Murli where Baba spoke about it as well. But when Baba said, you know, that he's sacred and our remembrance of him is sacred and our relationship with him is sacred. And really it's just creating that consciousness that When we go back, sometimes we forget the sacredness of our lives. That we're not ordinary, and it's not just about surviving in this old world, but that Baba has really handpicked each one as a jewel. And as a jewel, we have a great role to play. You know, when he said to us on Thursday that, you know, you are world benefactors. You know, in a sense, do I realize that it's through me that God is revealing himself? That it's through me that other souls are going to get the introduction of God so that they can also return home. If we keep an elevated awareness of who we are and how Baba wants to use us, that elevated awareness of ourselves will keep our consciousness elevated. So that when we are there in the different scenes of the drama that we have to face, when we keep that elevated awareness of how Baba is seeing us and how Baba wants to use us in each moment, then what that will do for us is that it will prevent us from using the old sanskaras. Because our sanskaras are there, the very elevated ones and the ordinary ones. But which ones I use depends on what awareness I hold inside of me. If I hold an elevated awareness of who I am, then those are the sanskaras I draw from. You know? And so therefore, going back in a way, maintain this elevated awareness of who you are. And see that how God, what God wants to do through you. Because it's a big world that needs to get transformed. And Baba does it through each one of us. So hold that awareness that I'm not just ordinary, but I'm God's instrument. And that consciousness then emerges that quality of response to things. And so another aspect that I think is very important to hold, and it's a practice as well. So one is, you know, your Amrit Vela every day, Murli, making it the center, seeing that as your support and your foundation for yourself, and keeping the intellect massaged with that. Then during my day to hold elevated awareness of myself. And that's where we find the traffic controls useful. Because what, you know, every hour that we are told to practice a minute of silence. So every hour in that may, what awareness am I holding of myself in this moment? It becomes something that holds me. So you use the Murli will give you something which will give you an awareness that you need to create for yourself, and then you use that awareness throughout your day to sustain that awareness. And then in the evening, you check your chart. Who does a chart every evening? Any of you? Your chart? Very good. Sometimes I know to keep chart becomes a bit routine and we don't always make the effort for it. But one method that I've used for many years, and it's something that is vital. It's not just a nice thing to do, but it's vital. And so I keep my chart as a letter to Baba every day. So at night I write my letter to Baba, and in the morning Baba writes his letter to me. And that's the Murli, you know. So there's a continuity in my efforts. It's not disjointed. So every night to write your letter to Baba. And so, as I mentioned, your realizations that you've taken from Madhuban, how am I living those realizations? How am I keeping them alive? Am I holding that in my awareness? And my letter to Baba is a letter like I'm writing to a friend. So if I'm struggling with something, I write to Baba. I'm struggling with this. And what is your advice to me? Make my relationship with Baba close. You know, because in bhakti we made God up there and we write down, right? And often when we made mistakes, we were not afraid to go to God. Because God's so high and elevated and we so down. And so I find in Gyan, Baba makes himself very accessible to us. So one way of sustaining that relationship and sustaining that feeling of closeness is, you know, making Baba your friend. And so you can write a letter to your friend every day, can't you? And as you share with Baba, you begin to see how Baba then responds back to you through the Murli or through an insight at Amrit Vela. And that feeling of a response back from Baba, as I share and I sense the response back from Baba, that's what keeps the relationship living and close. And that's what creates the feeling that, you know, I'm not just a soul, but I'm a soul that God knows personally. I want to share one experience, and that was, it was in 1995, and in South Africa, we were having a retreat just outside of Cape Town, and there were five souls that were traveling from Johannesburg coming for the retreat, and it's quite a long drive, actually. And on the way, they met in a car accident. And all five of those souls left the body. And Sister Jayanti came and for the funeral, and then she offered Borg. And it was very beautiful because when she offered Borg, it's like Baba mentioned each soul, not necessarily by name, but by their specialities and by the soul's bhavna and relationship with Baba. That Borg message was like 100% description of every soul. And that was very beautiful. I mean, it was a challenging time, but that Borg message was very beautiful because it showed very clearly that Baba knows each one of us personally. Baba knows our deepest intentions. Baba knows the effort we make. Baba knows the bhavna we have for ourselves, for the yajna, for seva. And just knowing that God knows me so personally, then I can see that how Baba's Murli is then that personal relationship that I have with God. That's how God's sustaining me. So the more we make that connection with Baba on a personal level, you know, the more we feel sustained and carried forth. And so Madhuban gives us this opportunity to get this like an injection, like a tonic that we experience, but to know that when we're back there, we're not alone. You know, Baba knows each one, and Baba's attention is on each one. And the more that I tune into Baba personally, I feel Baba responding to me personally as well. And one other yukti that I found very lovely was, when I came to Baba, as I shared, I was quite young. And so when I used to study, because I, I went to university as well, and I would often think, I have to fill my head with all this Lockheed stuff, you know. I would just prefer to do service and remember Baba. And I remember when I came to Madhuban that time, and I told Atam Prakash Bhai, you know, I have to study, I have to finish this Lockheed studies that I have. So how do I remember Baba? And he gave me a very good yukti. And he said to me, you know, before you start your studying, you remember Baba, then you put full attention to what you need to do, and after you finish, then you remember Baba again. And so I created a little slogan for myself on my desk, and my slogan was, I'm doing this with Baba, for Baba, to get to Baba. So what it did for me is, you know, so often when we go back, we feel like we need to focus on our Lockheed responsibilities and all of the Lockheed things that we need to engage in. And then it's like our spiritual life is one and our Lockheed life is one. And often we find, how do I balance the two? You have that question in your mind? And for me, that gave me something as a clue. Don't see your Lockheed life as being separate from your spiritual life. You know, bring the two together. So I'm doing this not because I want to earn money, or I want to, you know, I've got a family, so I have to cook for them, or, you know, take away the Lockheed thinking of your Lockheed life. And really see that it's one life. It's my spiritual life. So whatever I'm doing for Baba. So if I'm cooking as a mother, I'm cooking for Baba's children. You know, I'm not fulfilling this responsibility in a sense, but I'm fulfilling this responsibility because out of my love for God and out of my relationship with God. So one way to sustain the experience when we go back and how to keep this magic of Madhuban alive is bring your Lockheed and your alockheed life together. You know, if you're going to the office, I'm going to Baba's office. You know, I'm here to share Baba's vibrations. Part of my Lockheed job when I used to do was always to take calls as a, it wasn't the call center, but it was more like I was in IT, so when they had problems, they'll phone to say, this is not working or that's not working. And I remember just thinking, I'm an angel here, you know? And so the other person on the other side of the telephone needs to feel my vibrations. I need to create a connection with that soul. So it never became, oh, I'm just looking at problems and answering phone calls. But it became, each time I was doing something, created an awareness that it's a spiritual vibration that I'm sharing. It's a spiritual attitude with which I'm doing what I'm needing to do. So like that, in whatever you're needing to do, in fulfilling your so-called Lockheed responsibilities, don't separate it. It is your service. It is your opportunity to share Baba's vibrations. It is your moment to actually create an atmosphere where souls can feel peace. So the more I bring the two together, and it's a question of attitude, that the more I make the Lockheed into a Lockheed, then I find that it keeps my vibration elevated, and it keeps my awareness elevated, and my thinking elevated. And so then I don't feel that the old world can influence me then. But I know I'm an influencer in that world, in that space. So that's also something to really work with, because here everything is alokic. But when we're there, yes, it's different. But if I change my attitude, then even the so-called lokic responsibilities I have, do it with an alokic attitude. And so everything then becomes something that takes you closer to your relationship with Baba. Things don't have to separate you or distance you from that spiritual connection. But everything can help to deepen the connection because I change my attitude. I look at it as that this is an opportunity for me to share the vibration that I've inculcated in the morning or the awareness that I created in the morning. So integrate your life in that way. Don't see it as separate. See it as one. Everything is an opportunity to feel Baba's presence, and I'm not doing it alone. You know, wherever I am, wherever I go, I bring my awareness with me. I bring my experience of Baba's relationship with me, so that I do it with that feeling. I do it with that awareness. And there was a lovely point, I can't remember, it was Murli, I think, where Baba said, whatever awareness you hold in yourself, others will see that in your eyes. Remember that point? I think there's an Avyak Murli 2 Sundays ago. But that's it. If I hold the awareness of Baba in my mind, when others see me, they see Baba's love shining through my eyes. And that's it. You know, our job really now is to give the feeling of God's love. We were having a little conversation the other day, and the question that was asked was, what do you feel is a deep secret that we have that we haven't given the world yet? What's our deep secret? And for me it was, you know, the access for every soul to experience Baba's love. That's our deepest secret, isn't it? It's something that we have that the world doesn't have. They know about God, you know, in terms of religion, and they talk about it maybe, or not even so much of that, but what we have is the ability to experience closeness to God. And that's our deepest secret, because when any soul can feel the presence of God, then everything else falls into a place for them. You know, it's the experience of Baba's love that transforms us. So in some ways, really just to keep that awareness that our ultimate service is to reflect the love of God. And as I keep that awareness and the closeness to Baba in my every moment, that everything is about how Baba wants to use me in that moment. Everything is about my relationship with Baba. As I keep that awareness in me, then that's what I will reflect. We don't even have to say much, but people will feel who we are and what we are. And they will ask us. And sometimes they may not ask us in that moment, but when they go through difficulty, they will know, I feel different when I'm in this one's company. And that's the service we need to do now, is really the service of our vibrations. You know, so just to keep that awareness of the sacredness of my own life, the sacredness of my own mind and my own heart, and keeping that feeling of closeness to Baba. I know that Baba has a personal interest in me, and Baba is personally guiding me. If I keep that awareness of God's personal connection with me, then that will help me to deepen the feeling of closeness with Baba. But that is what will then enable me to maintain an elevated awareness, but also then I don't get affected by the world, but I'm able to serve the world. So that this experience of Madhuban carries with me wherever I am. So you're not leaving Madhuban, you're taking Madhuban with you. And wherever you are, you're creating a mini Madhuban for yourself there. And for everyone else there as well. We're only going back so that others can also have a taste of it. Otherwise, Baba would keep us here. But he's the world benefactor, so he has to give the opportunity for every soul to experience it. So we go back taking this with us so that they can also experience it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share this morning. Anyone has any questions in that before we end off? Method, yeah. Yes, I think, you know, for each one of us, we have to see what works for us. The idea of the chart is that I have to create a method to check myself regularly. And I find that sometimes people do it just mentally, but I find that if you actually write and do it physically, it's more conscious than just doing it mentally. So there's different things. You know, some people keep the chart of checking how much of yoga they had and the quality of their yoga, etc. So there's different methods, and you need to see what method worked for you. For me, many years ago, Sister Jayanti had shared, and she said, keep a chart of your feelings. And for me, that worked. You know, so that's why I keep a chart like a diary. And I write to Baba every night, because in that letter form, I find it the easier way to check my feelings, to make sure they're clean, to make sure I'm in the right space, to check my awareness, etc. I find that for me, a letter is like a natural conversation with Baba, and it's something that I'm able to sustain. Yeah, keeping a chart. Because the main thing is you need to find a way of checking yourself regularly. That's the main thing. I saw one brother had a chart, like a big spreadsheet, and he would create graphs out of his chart and all of that. So if someone is into that, you do it like that. But the main thing, a method that you know is simple, and a method that helps you to do it regularly. You know, so it's because that regular checking is important. It's not so much your approach, but that regular checking. Sometimes it's like, I remember once doing it in a form of a question. So in the morning from Murli, I create a question for myself. And at night then, I respond to that question. You know, so different ways that we can do that works for us. But the key thing is to check ourselves. Because if we don't check ourselves, we can't always catch how we're getting influenced. And so when we keep checking ourselves, we can catch ourselves quicker. You know, you can see, I'm being influenced by this attachment, or if Because when I keep my chart, I see my mind is keep on going there, which means there's some kind of attachment. So I can catch myself quickly. Because if we don't check ourselves regularly, sometimes we find that a lot has happened, and then you're asking, what happened and how come I'm in this space? But you know, it's like a Maya creeps in. Maya is very sneaky, she creeps in. So when we check ourselves regularly, we can see those influences quicker. Yeah. Anyone else? A question? How do we? Stable at stillness. That's a very deep question. It's a whole different class, that, huh? I think one of the things to really create that stillness inside, that deep peace within, it's practice. It's practice, you know? So every time that we sit for traffic control, we create that practice of coming back to that point of just being still inside, just being the bindu, that point of light. And the more we create that practice, and sometimes when we create the practice, our experience is just of a second or two, but each time we have that experience, it's building power inside of ourselves. So that when we sit for yoga for a longer time, we are able to hold it for a longer time. But it's take that practice and come back to it again and again. And sometimes to make that practice happen, Baba gave us the five forms, you know, in the Murli. So take one form for one moment, and then the next hour take another form. So it's also that the mind doesn't get bored, but you keep experimenting. What is the stillness as a point of light in Paramdham? What is the stillness when I'm a deity? What is the stillness when I'm an angel? So like that, you begin to practice coming back to being that bindu, but in different ways. So we can be very creative, but the main thing is what feeling we're generating inside of ourselves, because that's what's creating the power inside of ourselves. Okay? So different ways. Any other questions? I think for me, the key thing that always works is that to keep that interest in wanting to know more truth. So because I keep that interest, I want to understand more, I want to know more, I want to experience more, it naturally then helps me to use the Murli very consciously every day. I find that if we just take the Murli and really unpack it and work with it, it will automatically generate that energy for us inside and help us maintain our intoxication. And, you know, two things that are important. One is that, okay, every day, you know, you just take one point and you work with. But especially the Avyak Murlis of every Sunday, you know, we read it and we say, wow, what a good Murli. And then it ends there, right? But no, let me study that. How many of us really go and study the Murli again? What is it that Baba's saying? What is the practice that I can emerge from this? The more I do the work with the Murli, the more it keeps my energy inside alive. You know, it raises my intoxication. It's truth that makes the soul light. You know, so the more I you know, immerse my consciousness in really unpacking the truth that God's giving me, because Baba's Murli is like jam-packed and we need to, you know, dive into it. So the more I do the work with the Murli, the more it keeps me intoxicated, you know. It keeps me light, keeps me free. And one other thing that I find very important is that, you know, we have evening yoga, but I find once a week, either on a Saturday or a Sunday, whatever, have like a bhati for yourself. And I find that that's very important. Hour and a half, if you can, or at least 2 hours. But just that regular practice of just sitting and giving yourself that time to just sit and take that feeling of being close to Baba. It's like I find that it helps to settle everything and it recharges you for the week and it sustains you. So yoga parties are very good. Even if they're not happening in your center or whatever, you create your own program at least once a week to have an extended period of yoga. 1.5 hours to 2 hours. It's essential. It really is. It's really, I always say it sets my compass. And you find that when you do it regularly, you can't do without it. Yeah. So for me, that's something that's very important. Yoga pati and study. Study and yoga pati. Key things to keep us clear, to keep us connected, to keep us in the right direction, to keep ourselves intoxicated as well, you know. Because drama is drama, things will happen, whatever, but you're able to move through it because you've created the energy inside of yourself. Don't wait for something to happen before you make effort. Let your efforts be consistent, you know, that keeps you full, so that whatever happens, you have power in you to deal with it, you know. Many times we want to have extra yoga because we have a problem, né? But actually have the yoga, make it consistent, and then whatever happens, you're able to, it, you know, it won't bring you down. You're able to deal with it with a level of clarity. And even if you find yourself going down, you'll be able to jump up quickly. You know, just like reading something or going back to your notes or, you know, just reminding yourself of what you've worked on and it immediately lifts you up again. Yeah. Okay. So going back full, all of you are going back full? And so to stay full, okay? You're not leaving Madhuban behind, you're carrying it with you. Okay, good. So you got more time to practice, more time to accumulate. Yeah, yeah. And nothing is ever lost. Whatever you've taken will be with you forever. You know, so memories of Madhuban, keep bringing that also back into your mind. When you find you're going through a difficult patch, remind yourself of Madhuban and the experience of Madhuban, and that will lift you in that moment as well. Okay. Om Shanti. Thank you.